Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, USA. Hello, everybody in the world. This is Nathan on the spot, coming to you one more time on a Friday night from Orangeburg, South Carolina. Just coming back to let you know that we have a special guest that I caught up with. I'm going to put him on the spot tonight. A good friend of mine from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm going to bring him up front, put him on the spot one more time. He was gone for a while, but he's back. None other than Pastor James across the Swift from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm going to put him on the spot. He can punch. Got a punch. Got the Warriors out
there. Good evening, Pastor Hill. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Loud and clear.
Well, you know, it's a little late for me, but I'm here. I used to be asleep, but this time I go to bed pretty early.
Oh, my God.
I get up early and I go to bed early normally, but It's a pleasure being back on the show, and we're doing some pretty exciting things, preparing for a Hall of Fame weekend. You know, I'm trying to put together this Boxing Legends Hall of Fame museum, and we're doing a fundraiser. We've been doing fundraisers. And we're doing a big fundraiser coming up on June the 17th and 18th here in Myrtle Beach. And we hope you come down. And we got a lot of interesting things we're doing. We're doing a reception on Friday night, 6 p.m. And then on Saturday morning, the 18th, we're doing a Boxing Legends Hall of Fame induction, the very first one. And we're doing it at the Legends Golf Course, the LC Pub. And also the reception is going to be in the LC Pub as well. And then at 1 p.m. we're going to do a golf outing at the Moreland Golf Course. All of this is the Legends Resort, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And we're supposed to have some guests on the line. Do we have any guests?
I see one. I'm going to put them live.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 443. Area code 4. We got a little. I can hear a TV in the background.
Okay.
The TV has got me.
Okay, is that Wes Hyman?
Yeah, I'm here, Bone. How you doing?
Hey, Wes, how you doing?
Doing great, champ.
Okay.
Still pick up that TV.
Okay, hold on a second. Wes, why don't you come on and share how you have a chance to know me and your involvement with Chapman for Kids and what we're doing.
Okay, well, I'm on the board of directors of Chapman for Kids, and I've known Bone Crusher since 1991. We go back quite a few years, and I'm a past professional boxing judge and referee as well, and that's how I first got to meet Bone Crusher. As being connected to the North Carolina Boxing Commission with being a professional referee and judge. And mainly I was a judge. I did most of the fights of judging. And then 1998, I took Bone Crusher to Australia for a world title fight against Australia Joe Bugner. It was a real big deal back then in 1998. And everybody from Australia came. A lot of people came out to see that it was a big match, and it was held on the 4th of July. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, we were on the 4th of July, in Australia. And so it was like our country against Australia, you know, a lot. So it was a real big deal. But I've been associated with Bone Crusher for a long time. I've known him a long time. He's done a lot of good things to help out the community and help out kids, and does a lot of good work. And we're very excited about this Boxing Legends Hall of Fame in Myrtle Beach. We're really hoping this is going to really take off and be a really huge thing, and a world-class location to go and see a lot of the legends. You know, we're going to have a lot of legends going into the Boxing Hall of Fame and the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame, and we're also going to open up a wing as well, maybe for other legends in other sports too, a special wing for that. So it will really be a destination and a great place to come to. And it's going to be a great opportunity for people to come and get in on the ground floor with this, you know, and it's going to be a really big thing here in the future. So we're hoping everybody will come out and be a part of this, because it's just now starting out as infancy, but we're hoping this is going to go to a global world-class place to go and visit for people here and around the world.
Yeah, I agree, Wes. Thank you very much. And I think we might have taken care of that background noise now. Can you hear it?
Oh, you good now?
No, I don't. Yeah.
We good to go.
Okay. Do we have anybody else on in the host mode?
I don't see nobody else. Not yet.
Okay. Well, maybe 10 o'clock is a little late, but I don't think so. You know, I think 10 o'clock is a good time. You know, normally, folks, you know, we all have things to do, but this is pretty important, and a conference call is important. And, you know, it's a lot easier than driving hundreds of miles to see each other, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been together for quite a while, Bone Crusher, and we've got a lot of great people and legends tied to this, and everybody's, you know, involved with this. And it's a really great thing. You know, we're going to have Buster Douglas and Ray Mercer coming down, and there's going to be a lot of legends going to this hall over the next few years. And people are going to see that, you know, in the upcoming years, as this thing grows, what kind of events we're going to be able to put on here with the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame. You know, we've had some really good big names in the past. Maybe, Bone, you can tell the people who are out on the call or listening that, you know, anything about some of the people that you've had in the past at your tournaments.
Well, we've had Jared Coney and Ernie Shavers, Ray Mercer, names like that. And we look forward to having those guys back, you know, back in Myrtle Beach. And, you know, there's a lot of celebrities and people come into Myrtle Beach. A lot of them don't want to be recognized, but they kind of fly under the radar and have a good time at the beach and play golf and do whatever they do and have fun and then leave. But we give people a chance to come, enjoy the beach, enjoy golf, have fun with their family, and do some nice things and be part of a legendary, as you say sometimes, Wes, a legendary situation. So that's what we have. We're offering a chance to be part of history. And we are history, and we got several people that's going to be inducted this year, including myself, Ray Mercer, Dale Sunshine Fry, Kevin Seabrooks, Colette Ewald, Billy Backus, Bruce Foster, and Bill DePlancy. I think I mentioned everybody, just off the top of my head, you know, and we're excited, and I believe they're excited, and I know we're going to have a great time.
Absolutely. It's going to be legendary. I mean, you know, we got some great people coming in, and, you know, Bone Crusher's got some great ideas here about, you know, when we get this thing going, that to bring in some other people. We've had celebrities from the NFL and the NBA, and we're going to have some other people from other legends in other sports who are going to be participating in this in the future. And we have a lot of big-name legends just here in the Carolinas, don't we, Champ?
Absolutely. You know, Donnell played at Clemson, and he's from North Carolina, and he's supposed to be coming. Al Wood played at University of North Carolina and then the NBA, and guys like that, people that's listening in, I mean, we're going to have a great time, and we're excited about it, and we got a list of people, celebrities you're going to be able to hang out with. And kids, they're going to be able to come up and ask questions and do things. And it's a great opportunity for mentoring. And kids that, can come and talk to these celebrities and see that we're real people just like they are. And I think this will create a mentoring situation where kids will start believing that they can. They look at us and say, well, if they did it, I can do it. I know the first time I had a chance to sit around Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, and I looked at those guys and I said, I was just the same size as those guys were. And I started believing just by hanging out with those guys, I started believing that I could do it. And I just started working towards it. And I got an opportunity, and I put myself right in that position and became a heavyweight champion of the world. So it's possible, and you can do it, and just being exposed to people that have done it before.
Oh, yeah, that sounds real good.
Hey, Pastor Nathan, why don't you share with us how you have a chance to meet the champ and what your experience been like?
Oh, it's been wonderful throughout the past years just to meet you for the first time in a little town of Bowman. I said, Gabe Gunn's a heavyweight champion. Took out his time to stop through Bowman, South Carolina. And I got your book and I read some of it and what you was talking about. My whole goal, too, is that we need to tell our young children at an early age to get them back on the right track, because so many of them have anything to do but sit around and play the computer and eat hamburgers and hot dogs and french fries and getting a little overweight. And this is causing health problems in them. But if we can get them out in a good environment and telling them that, you know, hey, we got to come off the weight. We, you know, it's the right way to do things. It's the wrong way to do things. And sometimes it comes from someone else than your parents or people you know in your neighborhood. They have a great more effect on young children, you know. And I think it's be a great time. I'm trying to work hard to get a group of our boys and girl club to come down in July again this year. Let's try to get them down there. I wasn't successful last year, but I got hope that this year I'm gonna get some down there where they can get to meet some of the great celebrities and see how their lifestyle is and how they live in it. And I think it's gonna be a change for a lot of our young youth, and we need more people out working to, you know, to set a standard for our young youth, especially in Orangeburg, South Carolina. I tell you, I think we're coming a little short on that part, and I'm glad to meet Bone Crusher. He fired me up to work more. I used to work with the youth a lot in sports, and when I went full time in the ministry, I got away from it, but I see there's a great need for it. It's a great need for it. So I'm fired up. I'm going to try to make it down to Myrtle Beach on the 17th. And like you say, when you get around people that are doing things, things start happening. And I truly believe in that. You got to put yourself in that position. You got to put yourself in that environment. And I want to be a part of that environment on July the 17th and 18th.
Thank you, Pastor Hill, and thank you, Wes Hyman. And I want to say too that I want to figure on the time, possibly on the 17th, if we can come in a little early, maybe at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, and have an hour or so where kids can mentor us. I mean, they can teach us certain things as well, and call it a teaching moment. Kids understand the social media better than I do, and better than a lot of older folks. So I would love to see that happen. And we spend a little time sharing with them about social skills. So we create a teaching moment. It's probably, I would say, 4 o'clock on the 17th, where we just call it an hour of power, where they teach us and we teach them, and maybe have some refreshments and everything. And what do you guys think about that?
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yes, indeed. That'd be great.
I like that.
Why don't we go ahead and put that on the calendar at 4 o'clock. And then I got a young man that he's coming in at 5 o'clock. He's going to be talking about taxes. And all this is the same place, the Elsie Pub. I'll make that adjustment on the flyer tomorrow. And we just call it Kids and Adults Hour of Power. What do y'all think about that? And that name just came to me.
Good. That's wonderful. That's a great idea.
You like it, Wes?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think I recall that from another Christian TV show, but it sounds good.
Okay, adult and teacher, adult and kids, our power.
Yeah, that'd be great.
4 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, we should probably get some press coverage on that too.
All right. Do y'all have any other questions for me?
I got one. I know we got a couple. Donnie Shell, he's over at State College on the trustee board. I don't know how to get in contact with him, but he went to the pro football.
Play with the Steelers.
I think I can get in contact with Harper. I know I got his father lived right around the corner from me, so I might can get in contact with him. Rain Harper,
Ron Harper.
He played with Seattle? I think he's
Ron
living
Harper.
In he's living in Columbia now, I think. I'm not sure.
He played a little bit with Michael, didn't he? Chicago.
Could have been. I think he started out with Seattle. I'm not sure.
Reach out to him and invite him, you know.
And I think we got a couple more here. From Clemson, Woody Dancer came out of Clemson, South Carolina. Let me see if I can contact some of them guys and some of them guys I trained when they were small. I got a couple more that's out there that made it in the pros. But you know, when they get in the pros, you lose contact with them. But I think I might contact some of the parents and see what we can do. Okay, that's a mission. That'll be my homework for next Friday night.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, do you have anybody else in the queue?
No, ain't nobody else popping to you. But we begin. I'm going to be playing a good seed tonight. Sometimes the short series is the best series. And it's going to go nationwide. And we're going to have this thing going to be a couple of weeks. We have probably have more people on it than we can have.
Why don't we reach out to some kids as well?
Hey, okay, good.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we should post a message on Facebook and let all our friends on Facebook know about this call too, because there's a lot of people, you know, that really haven't got all the word yet, and Facebook allows you to reach out to your friends' network instantly. And matter of fact, I just had a friend of mine that I went to junior college with 30-some years ago that just reached out to me, and he's on Facebook for the first time today. So
wow.
It just shows you you're never too old to pick up new technology. And, it's a good way to reach out and reconnect with everybody, and I think we could reconnect with a lot of people we know in our network. And, you know, you might be surprised who'll be in on the next call.
Yeah. Pastor Hill, how many people can – do we have a limit of the number of people that can be on this show?
I think I can get up to about 50.
Okay.
And I think the largest I've ever had is about 25 or 30 one time. But that's rough. That's rough on me now.
Okay.
But we can handle it. I handle it. If I got to bring the TV in, I have to bring my TV in and hook up to the computer, I get it up there. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I think it's about 50.
Okay. Well, it was a good call. I look forward to the next one's going to be better. We're just going to keep getting better every time, and they can count on that.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for being part of the show tonight. And with that said, we'll see you the next time.
All right.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
good night. God bless you all.
God bless you.